She wants the D.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
You're listening to Bonersode 15 for July 26th, 2019. I'm your host, Sleeve McDykel. This Bonersode was produced by T. No, not T. T. With two E's. Thanks, T. Earlier today, I pretended to be with the power company, and it worked out okay in the first few calls, but the last one just went all over the place. I sure hope you enjoy it as much as I had fun making it. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Dong Sheng?
So what's... No, who are you looking for?
Oh, this isn't Dong Sheng, because you sound a lot like a Dong Sheng.
You got the wrong number. What?
Well, this is Sleeve. I'm with the power company.
I have no clue who you are.
Oh, you fucking liar, piece of shit. You're definitely Dong Sheng.
What's wrong with you, man?
You sound exactly like Dong Sheng. You fucking liar. Don't lie to me, Dong. Don't you lie to me.
I have no...
Hello?
Oh, hi, Harry?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Sleeve with the power company.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Hey, I was just calling because we had a little bit of a system issue.
Oh, okay.
And I just wanted to give you a heads up because it's going to cause a disruption to your service.
Okay, when's that?
Well, tonight. So what happened was we updated our mainframe here at the office.
Yeah.
And there was a little bit of a bug, and your address got deleted from our system.
We get free electric now?
Well, no, yeah. I wish that was the case. But actually what's going to happen is at midnight tonight, your power is going to turn off.
All right.
And then, unfortunately, it's going to be out for the weekend.
The whole weekend?
Yeah, because, you know, like, once your address is purged from the system, there's no way to supply electricity to you.
Oh, boy.
And we got a guy that could probably fix it, but, you know, it's the weekend and everything, so he's not going to be in until Monday. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, you're going to send a truck over for my stuff in the freezer?
No, we don't have those kinds of resources. Maybe you can just keep your freezer closed or I don't know, maybe put it in a neighbor's freezer.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll last all weekend.
Yeah, well, that's why I suggested running it over to a neighbor. Or maybe you can just stock up on ice real quick. I don't know. But yeah, it's going to be, well, he comes in on Monday at 8 o'clock, but, you know, from there, I don't know how long it's going to take him to fix the glitch and, you know, get your power turned back on. Could be late Monday. I don't want to make any guarantees.
So this is a computer thing?
Yeah. We updated our mainframe and it accidentally deleted a bunch of addresses. And that means that, you know, your power's going to go off at midnight. Well, it'll be 12:01. But yeah, tonight it's going to get switched off. Sorry about that.
Well, that doesn't sound very good.
Yeah, I know. I apologize for the inconvenience and everything. I wish there was something I could do. But, I mean, the guy that, you know, our tech guy, like I said, it's the weekend. And, you know, like nobody really wants to give him a call on his off hours because he's kind of, I mean, he's a grouch.
Well, I don't know. Give me his number. I'll give him a call.
Oh, no, I can't do that. Can't give out personal numbers. But yeah, you might want to just, you know, think about doing something with your food and perishables, all that stuff.
Are we going to get a big discount now?
I mean, we're not going to charge you for, you know.
A free you're not going to charge me for no electricity, but better be giving me some money back, too.
Well, I mean, there's nothing to refund you. Like I said, you get charged for your electricity. If there's no electricity used, then, you know, you're not going to be billed for it. That's how it works.
And you should
be smart ass.
For what I did use already this month, too, with a thing like this. This is crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, you already used it, so why would we... Why would we reimburse you for that? It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, it makes plenty of sense to me.
Yeah, well, you don't work for the power company, so.
Well, I'm glad, because you don't even have people working there on a weekend.
Well, yeah, I mean, what, people don't deserve days off? I mean, you're off on the weekend, right?
Well.
All right, then. I just turned the tables on you. Big smart ass over here.
When there was emergencies, I was in on the weekend.
No, right. What do you do for a living?
Computers.
Yeah, well, then, you know, maybe you can come over here and fix it.
Yeah, I probably could. What, mainframe? I work on mainframes, too.
Yeah, all right, well, smart ass, tell me how to fix it, then. Troubleshoot it over the phone.
Yeah, over the phone.
Yeah, see, I knew it. I called your bluff. You don't know anything. So anyways, you know, I don't know what else to tell you, but, you know, maybe you can get a hotel room or something for the weekend, if that'd be more comfortable for you.
Hey, are they going to pay for it?
No. No, we're not going to give you anything for this.
See, you guys have all these suggestions, but you ain't paying for it.
Yeah, well, this isn't a money-making scam, okay? It was a mistake, and, you know, I apologize and everything, but, I mean, that's that. Your power's going to be off for a couple of days. Just tough it out, you know?
I can tough it out, but I think power company owes us something.
Hey, where'd you go? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, well, you sound like you're in the background or something.
Yeah, sometimes I'm in the background.
Okay, that's a weird thing to say.
I think it's a weird thing to call somebody up and say you deleted them from the computer, too.
Yeah, well, I didn't delete it. I mean, it wasn't me personally. It was just the system update.
When I say you, I mean the power company.
Yeah, well, you're slinging accusations at me, and I don't appreciate it.
No, at the power company.
Yeah.
No accusation, because you said you're doing it.
Yeah, I didn't shut you off. It wasn't deliberate.
Midnight, you told me that.
No, I'm not shutting you off. The system's going to just switch your power off at midnight.
The little robot kind of coming in and shutting everything down.
Well, it's not a little robot. See, once again, with the smart-ass comments. Look, I got a bunch of other calls to make, because, you know, there's a bunch of people that are getting affected by this. So, if there's nothing else I can do for you, I'll just move on.
How many got deleted?
That's none of your damn business. Don't worry about it. You better get to packing some ice or something.
Yeah, well, I'll be packing something else, too.
Oh, what is that, a threat?
Food. Does food threaten you?
You sounded kind of suggestive the way you said it. Like, I'll be packing something else. I don't know if it was a sexual thing, if it was a reference to a weapon.
Well, you guys at the power company have vivid imagination.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm stuck here, you know, working, you know, late hours and everything, talking to assholes like you.
Oh, okay.
Not too happy about it.
And I'm here stuck talking to assholes like you.
Yep. So we're at an impasse.
Yeah.
And I called in sick on Monday, so this isn't even, like, I'm not even getting paid overtime for this. It's bullshit.
Yeah, I know how that goes. I never got paid overtime. We were what they called exempt employees, but we had to come in.
Yep, it's a bum deal.
Yeah. All right, well.
So what, are you retired now or something?
Yeah, I'm retired now.
See, this probably doesn't even impact you. You're going to go sailing or something over the weekend, right? Go fishing, get liquored up somewhere.
That's a thought. I haven't checked the weather.
All right, well, you know, have a nice weekend.
All right, take care.
Have fun with your sailing.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Rose?
Yes?
Hi, it's Sleeve with the power company?
Yes.
Hey, I was just calling because we had a little bit of a system issue down here, and it's going to create kind of a disruption to your service for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of want to give you a heads up so you're not cut, off guard.
Yeah. Can you hold for just a moment?
Yeah.
I'd like you to talk to my husband about that. Can you hold for a moment?
Yes, absolutely. Pee-pee, poo-poo. Pee-pee and poo-poo. And caca. And duty.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Nate.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Sleeve with the power company.
Why are you calling me Nate and your name Steve? Why is that?
Sleeve, actually. I'm sorry, should I refer to you as Mr. F***? I didn't want to mispronounce it.
Why are you calling, sir?
Well, I'm just calling because we had a little bit of a system issue, and it's going to create a disruption to your service. And I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up so you weren't caught off guard by it.
Go ahead, explain.
Okay, well, we updated our mainframe, like the software, and yeah. It turns out there was a little bit of a bug in it, and it purged your address from our system.
Uh-huh.
And basically what it boils down to is at midnight tonight, your service is going to shut off.
Uh-huh.
And we're not going to be able to fix it until probably Monday at the earliest.
Go ahead. I'm recording this. Go ahead.
Well, why are you recording it?
In case it's a scam.
Well, I'm not asking for money or anything. It's not a scam. I'm just kind of giving you a heads up.
I understand, but power companies don't do this like this. If it's an emergency, there's a different way of doing it.
Well, it's not an emergency. I'm just saying that your power is going to be off for the weekend.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, there's nothing more to it. Yeah, at 12:01 tonight, your power is going to get switched off. And we have a guy that's, going to be here on Monday to fix it. But other than that, I can't give you a more precise time frame.
Okay. I'll just call the police and find out substantiation for this, and I appreciate your phone call. Thank you very much.
This isn't a police matter, you idiot. I'm with the power company, Energy.
I understand, but they don't do things like this.
Okay, but I'm not asking you for any information, so what are the police going to do?
Well, confirm everything for me.
The police don't work for the power company. What the hell is wrong with you? Why are you so paranoid?
They work for me. They work for me.
They work for you?
What you're telling me.
You're going to waste their time? You're going to call the police and say, hey, is my power going to go out?
If this is valid, they'll say, sure.
They're going to tell you to quit wasting their damn time. They got criminals to catch. What a moron.
Goodbye. Thank you very much.
Hello?
Oh, is Bill available?
Who?
Bill or Elizabeth?
Who's calling?
This is Sleeve. I'm with Energy.
Okay.
Is this Elizabeth?
No.
Is this Bill?
No.
Okay, can I speak to one of them?
What are you calling about?
I'm calling regarding their electric service.
Well, we have already, so thank you very much.
I'm not trying to sell you electricity. I'm calling about a disruption in the service tonight.
What time is it going to happen?
At about 12:01.
Why is this happening?
Okay, can you tell me who I'm speaking with?
Why is this happening?
Well, I can't speak to anyone but Bill or Elizabeth, sir.
Well, Bill is not listed on your account.
Okay, well, I need to speak to the homeowner.
Well, this is a rental, so how are you going to speak to the homeowner?
Oh, you're the tenant there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're not there, either of them?
It's a rental. Wait, I'm not sure this is...
Oh, yeah, this is definitely... I was calling about a system glitch that's going to cause a disruption of the service tonight, but I don't know who I'm speaking with, so this whole thing's very mysterious.
It is very mysterious, especially since this phone number is not listed on the account. I know that.
Well, I have this number for either Bill or Elizabeth.
Yeah, well, this number is not on the account.
Listen, asshole, I have this number right in front of me, okay? Who would know better?
Okay, I'm sorry. Can I speak to your supervisor just to make sure this is correct?
No, it's after hours. My supervisor went home. I'm here doing overtime, okay. Talking to assholes like you all day.
Thank you very much, and I will be sure to call you tomorrow. And,
hey, you didn't chop...
That I have been treated this way.
Hey, listen, you didn't, chop Bill and Elizabeth up, did you? They're not, their bodies aren't, hanging in the closet or anything?
Okay, I will make sure this gets reported to the police also.
Don't call the police. Don't be a pussy.
No, you just accused somebody here. You just accused me of a crime.
Well, yeah, okay? But you're acting very mysterious. You won't even tell me where they are.
Somebody calls and gives me a first name using a number that is not on the bill. Okay, that's mysterious too.
I didn't say it was on the bill, but I have this. Listen to me, okay? You fucking dick. I have this number right here in front of me for Bill and Elizabeth.
You just used obscene language. You accused me of a crime. I am now calling the police.
For what? Because I offended you?
No, because you accused me of a crime.
Okay, well, that's not a crime. I'm just asking. Well,
cutting people up and putting them in a closet is not a crime?
No, asking if you murdered them is not a crime. It's a simple yes or no.
No, you accused me of cutting somebody up and putting them in
a
closet.
No, I said, hey, did you chop them up?
And we'll hear about this, and maybe even from my attorney.
Oh, my boss isn't going to give a fuck. My boss knows that I'm pissed.
He didn't care about the customers. He didn't care about the
Well, I don't care about you because you're not our customer.
Wait till this gets in the last word tomorrow.
You're not our customer. I don't give a fuck about you. You're not my customer. I want to talk to Bill or Elizabeth, and you were being all mysterious about it.
Look, I don't appreciate you using that kind of language. I don't appreciate
it. Oh, grow up. Be an adult. Be a man.
I am living in this house.
You're a nutless wonder. You're a nutless wonder. Grow a sack.
I need to know, is there going to be an outage or not?
Yeah, at midnight. Well, 12:01.
And how long is it going to last?
The entire weekend.
What?
Yeah, well, you didn't let me get to the whole reason for the call, but I mean, I still don't know if I should be speaking with you because you're not the account holder.
Okay, so who's paying for the food and refrigerator is going to spoil?
Well, I don't know. You? Not us. You better get it to, you know, somebody's refrigerator that's still running.
So you're saying that the power is going to be out the whole weekend?
Yeah. See, what happened is, I guess I'll just go ahead and explain it to you, even though you're kind of a dick.
Well, then I can tell it to the owners. Yeah, please do.
Okay, so we updated the software in our mainframe, and there was a bug in the system that went undetected, and it purged your address from our system.
Mm-hmm.
And that means at midnight, well, like I said, 12:01 tonight, the power is going to be switched off. And we have someone that can fix it, but they're not going to be in until Monday.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I wish I was. Although I don't really feel bad because you're really just nasty and mean to me.
I have not said one nasty thing to you. All I've asked for is proof that you are calling from you have used foul language on me. You've accused me of a crime.
No, I didn't accuse you. I asked you. It was a simple yes or no. All you had to say was no, I didn't chop up Bill and Elizabeth.
Right. Okay. Now, so what you're saying is that we're going to be without power from midnight tonight.
12:01.
Until when on Monday?
Well, I can't give you an exact time. Like I said, the guy that can fix it, he's coming in on Monday at 8. But, you know, obviously.
You can't bring him in over the weekend? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, he's kind of difficult to reach on the weekends. And, you know,
so how many people is this affecting? Is this affecting the whole neighborhood or what?
Well, it's kind of spotty, but it's like roughly 300 people in the area. And, you know, like no one wants to call in Gary on the weekends on his day off.
I can't believe this, that they can't call somebody on a day off and you're putting 300 customers out of power, which is going to spoil their food, take away their computer access, and everything else.
Well, I mean, you can go to the library, and you probably have a cell phone. It's not like your cell phone's going to shut off.
What am I going to watch television and stuff? What am I going to do at night when the lights go out?
Read a book or masturbate. I mean...
I'm supposed to masturbate. Thank you very much.
Use your cell phone. You have cell reception, right? You have internet on your phone.
I can't charge it. It'll be dead by the time Monday rolls around.
Oh, well, put it into, you know, low power mode. Conserve, you know? I mean, what do you do when your power goes out? Like in a storm?
Well, I usually sit in the dark. But I don't like to sit in the dark for 3 days.
Well, I mean, probably like 2.5. I mean, it's going out at midnight, so we'll probably be asleep. So you won't wake up until
the morning. I have tomorrow night and Sunday night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you ever read books?
Okay, are you giving me credit on the bill for this?
But why would there be a credit? You're not being charged.
Because I'm not getting power.
Yeah, but you're not being charged for electricity that you're not using or can't use. That doesn't make any sense. You pay for usage. If there's no usage, you don't get billed.
But like I said, I've got food in the freezer, food in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Well, take it over to a neighbor. Your next door neighbor
Are they having power or not?
No, they're not affected. So you can take it over to your neighbor and, you know.
Why are they not affected?
Like I said, it's kind of spotty. Like it only deleted about 300 people. So it's not like everyone on your street or even everyone in the area.
Okay, thank you.
But anyways, like I said, it'll be Monday, probably afternoon, evening at the latest.
Monday afternoon before we get power back.
Yeah. I mean, because he's coming in at 8, but it's not going to be.
Okay.
It's not like a switch that he can flip.
I would tell the owners then when they get back.
Okay. Well, the owners can't do anything about it.
Well, they're going to want to know when they come back why there's no power.
Well, I don't understand. I thought you said you were the renter.
I am.
You know, this is all very mysterious. Where are Bill and Elizabeth?
They are out.
Oh, see, the way you said
that
was...
For the evening.
Something's going on here. First you said that you're the renter, and now you're saying...
I am renting.
But,
I am renting.
But they're just out
for the evening?
Do you
ever hear people renting rooms? Do you ever hear people renting rooms and stuff?
Oh, you live in their basement?
You've never heard of this stuff?
Oh, you're like their son that lives in their basement. How old are you?
Thank you very much.
How old are you? You live in your mom's basement? You're like 40.
How old are you?
I'm in my mid-30s, but I don't live in my mom's basement.
You're in your mid-30s and you're working a lousy job like this.
Oh,
that's great.
That was a low blow. This is a good paying job. I'm getting paid overtime right now. Stupid dick face. I thought about calling that guy back at 12:02 his time to say that I worked tirelessly to fix the glitch and demand that he thank me. But after exposing him for the murder of his parents, I think I've caused him enough stress for one night. I was talking to I Regret Jumping about that call earlier, and he said the guy is kicking himself for buying the electric wood chipper now. Fucking I Regret Jumping always has to go and be funnier than my calls. As I'm recording this, Proxima just sent me a picture of Cody No Name. Proxima is the girlfriend of Cody, for those of you that don't know, the real Cody, who I suspect isn't even really named Cody. But anyway, this picture, Cody is staring into the camera, eating what I assume is a shit sandwich, and all this grease and goop is just dripping down his shirt, and the shirt is the King Richard t-shirt I sent him a while ago. Cody is very private about his identity, probably because I repeatedly use his name and people are hunting him down, trying to murder him. So I won't describe what he looks like, but all that matters is that he's sitting there shoveling this shit into his face, and there's a mess just sliding down his chest and defiling my PLA comic character. I don't even know why I'm talking about this. I know you don't care, but it's hilarious to me. The amount of food and slop that is all over his shirt makes him look like more of a cartoon character than the one printed on his t-shirt. What a complete goober. Okay, I need to snap out of it and stop staring at this photo. Proxy, you're a lucky lady. Thank you, T, for producing today's Bonersode, and thanks to all of you for listening and supporting my continued misbehaving. Bye.
it's your nipple that I'm rubbing.